السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استنى بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر، صدق الله العظيم. All praise and all thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us this beautiful opportunity of gathering on the day of Jumu'ah in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. This is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and simultaneously we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the tawfiq of appreciating every day of every Friday, every Jummah. Allah ta'ala gives us the tawfiq of appreciating, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that the last day of our worldly life is the day of Jummah. The favors and the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is cascading, is coming down, and it's showering down, and it showers down much more in the month of Ramadan, and even more in the last 10 days of Ramadan. So the mercy, the blessings and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are coming down are numerous. And now from tonight, from the time the Maghrib Adhan is given, we find ourselves in another phase of the month of Ramadan, which is the last 10 days. And now we find that many people will be going into i'tikaf. And in these last 10 days, we know that we search for Laylatul Qadr, especially in the odd nights of the last 10 days. So the last 10 days are something very special to a believer. And we find that a person who is intelligent, every day in the month of Ramadan, every minute in the month of Ramadan is special. But even more special are these last 10 days, and even more special are the odd nights. And an intelligent person, for a person that is running a marathon, a person who is running, for example, from Durban to Pietermaritzburg, he, intelligent person, is one who paces himself from the beginning. He's careful of his time. It's not that at the beginning he says, no, let me just stand, look around, let me talk, let me just waste time. From the beginning he paces himself, and then when he reaches the ending, then he starts moving with a faster speed. He starts moving with more momentum. So this is an intelligent person. It doesn't that he waste time at any moment when he's doing that marathon. So similarly, when we, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with these days and these nights of Ramadan, we find that when the azan for Maghrib Salah goes, for example, tonight will be the 21st night. So when the Maghrib azan goes, automatically we know the 21st night has started. Intelligent person is one who won't say, let me wait after Taraweeh now, it's an odd night. Then after Taraweeh we'll have our desserts, and after that now, let us see how much ibadat we can do. He'll start from the word go. In other words, he knows it's Maghrib time already. The time of the odd nights has set in. So a person already is pacing himself. He's spending extra time in the masjid. He's coming back earlier for Taraweeh, so that now he's got more time in the masjid for ibadat, for Quran, for dua, etc. And now a person is spending extra time automatically. And fortunate are those who have taken out time for this exclusion or the seclusion of i'tikaf. Anyway, we were mentioning certain qualities that a person brings in the month of Ramadan, and how these qualities come to fruition in the last 10 days, and how these qualities must stay with us even after the month of Ramadan. So I just wish to highlight two qualities that we spoke about, and two incidents. We don't have too much of time, but two incidents from the life of our Akabir to show us how they brought these qualities in their life. So one quality we spoke about was the quality of eating less. And we said that eating less is such a thing that we are being trained in the month of Ramadan, and more so in the last 10 days also, because the person is more engaged in his ibadat, he's more in seclusion now, he's away from his home, so a person naturally ends up eating less. Allah Ta'ala save us. Unfortunately, sometimes in our climate in South Africa, we have it such that all the time we like to eat. All the time we like to eat. So therefore one person said so nicely in a jovial manner, he said that Sahaba, they became shaheed in the Maidan. Shaheed in the Maidan means they became martyrs in the Maidan of Jihad. But we become shaheed on the Dastarkhan. In other words, on the table, we eat so much and we are killing ourselves with the food that we eat. Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh, when he came for his last i'tikaf, which was here in Stanger, he listed some conditions before he came for his i'tikaf. And one of his conditions he listed there was, I don't like formalities and I don't want formalities as far as my food is concerned. And then he wrote there in his condition that I like the dawat of Chacha Sadi, the dawat of Shiraz. I like that dawat, the dawat of Chacha Sadi of Shiraz. So now, ulama explained that what was this dawat that Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi was talking about. Sheikh Sadi rahmatullahi had one student. And those days the students were very, very faithful, not like the students of our time. So anyway, the student had invited him for a meal. So Sheikh Sadi came for that meal, and the student had laid it down that how he'd have it, the sweets, then he had the main cause, and he had other causes, and he laid it down for the ustad. But when the ustad finished off, and he just was about to leave, he said, I like the dawat of Shiraz. So the student never understood properly what he meant. He thought maybe there was some deficiency in the way he presented. Maybe he could have done it more like that person of Shiraz, or that dawat of Shiraz, so he could have done it like that. It would have been much more better if his dawat could be like that. So what he did was, a few days later, he called his sheikh again, Sheikh Sadi, he called him again for a meal. And this time he laid it out even more. So the sheikh ate there, and then when he was leaving, just as a message. Now these pious people also, they don't want to break the heart of the person that invited them, but at the same time they want to leave them with a message. So again he said, I like the dawat of Shiraz, that invitation of Shiraz, I like that. So now again the student thought that he didn't do it right. He said, this time I'm going to invite him and I'm going to go all out, you know, the special dawat. I'm going to go all out and prepare everything that's possible, put it in front of him, and now let's see if I can compare with that dawat of Shiraz. So he did this. So again Sheikh Sadi came for the third time now, and again he said, ah, how I like the dawat of Shiraz. So now that student says, oh Sheikh, I don't know what the dawat of Shiraz is. Tell it to me so that I perhaps can give you that type of dawat. So the Sheikh told him that what you do is, after a few days, he set a date. He said, you come and have meals with me. You come and you eat with me, and then I'll give you the dawat of Shiraz. So anyway, that student came to the Sheikh's house, Sheikh Sadi's house, and when he came there, he put before him dry bread and leftover food from yesterday. In other words, yesterday's leftover food, he put it in front of him. So then he told him, you see, that this is the dawat of Shiraz. That a person takes out what he got from yesterday, he puts it down without any formalities in front of the guest. That dawat that you had given me, you can only do it once or twice a year. This dawat that I'm giving you, you can do it every day. You can invite somebody to eat with you every day, because every day you got some leftover food in the fridge, every day you got some bread, every day you can call a person home to eat. So this is what Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah is saying, that get this formality into our life. Don't make too much things too fancy, then it becomes hard to even entertain our own family members. It becomes hard to entertain friends. It becomes hard to call even some family or close people home, because we're trying to make it too elaborate. We want to have a certain type of a meal, a certain type of a hall, a certain type of a decoration, a certain type of speaker, all different things we want to do. We make it difficult. Keep it simple, as the Sheikh is saying, and then we'll see how much of muhabbat and how much of love there is. So anyway, this food is something that we need to get right, as far in the month of Ramadan is a good practice for us, especially coming in these last 10 days. The next thing we mentioned about was a person speaking less and socializing less, especially in these Mubarak times. In fact, it's mentioned of Mullah Khalil Ahmad Saranpuri rahmatullah alayh, that he wouldn't even read the newspaper. Somebody had brought it to him, not insisted. I don't have time, it's the month of Ramadan, how can I ever read the newspaper? He didn't even have time for the newspaper. So Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah alayh, in this few minutes I'll try and condense this incident. He says that myself and Qari Tayyab sahab rahmatullah alayh, who was the rector of Darul Uloom Deoband for 50 years, he says that we went to visit Hadrat Mullah Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi at his Khanka Day in Tanabon. This was in February 1929, tying up with Ramadan 1437. So anyways, he says that, 1337. So anyways, he says that we went. And when we went there, then we were like the special guests. Obviously, now you got the principal of Darul Uloom Deoband coming there, have a great institute. You got a great alim coming like Hazrat Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah alayhi, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan at that time. So he had come. So this, now you must know, it was a great thing. So when he came, he said, we didn't know the rules at that time. So one of the rules that they had was, after Isha Salah, there's absolutely no talking. No talking at all. No loud zikr also, no loud tilawat of Quran, because whoever wants to sleep must go and sleep till 3 o'clock After at 3 o'clock, if you want to read Quran loudly, you can read Quran loudly. You want to make zikr loudly, you can make zikr loudly. Thereafter, you can have a dini discussion, there's no problem. But immediately after the Taraweeh Salah, dead silence. Why? To cater for those people that wanted to sleep and those that wanted to rest, and also to cater for those that wanted to do their ibadat silently and they didn't want to be disturbed. This was the teachings of the great people. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. If we bring this in the month of Ramadan, after Ramadan it will be so easy for us. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Mufti Shafi Sahib, towards the ending of the incident, he says that I came to realize later on that this was mentioned also by Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would go around and he would actually reprimand those people that were talking after Isha Salah. Forget getting get-togethers, forget socializing, getting together for coffee and meals with family and others, and having khatam dinners, etc. There's nothing like that. Just talking after Isha, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would go and reprimand the people and tell them, if you sleep early, perhaps Allah will give you the tawfiq of waking up for tahajjud salah. But if you're going to talk, you are depriving yourself of tahajjud salah. It doesn't matter. Everyone is insan, is human being. If he's going to sleep late, it's going to affect his tahajjud, it's going to affect his fajr. So anyway, Mufti Shafi Sahib mentions that when we went there, we had a habit that in our, in Deoband, that after Taraweeh, we used to have a camaraderie, so to speak, that we used to get together, we should all sit together, we used to eat, we used to talk, dini discussions we used to have. He said, so when we came here, we said, let's have a dini discussion. So after Taraweeh, we continued with the practice. But because we were special guests, nobody told us anything. Although our voice was going out, it was something uncommon there, that it was dead silence, lights off, you do your own ibadat or you have a rest. He says they didn't tell us anything for 1 day, 2 days. On the third day, somebody made an announcement that there's no talking allowed after Isha. He said then we realized our fault. And then he said later on I came to realize the benefit of this is that this was something even encouraged by our pious, the great Sahaba like Hazrat Umar radiallahu anh and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then he explains that how much of wisdom and benefit in sleeping early and not socializing. So one great thing that we should bring in, especially in these last 10 nights, is that don't waste time after the Taraweeh. That is valuable time, precious time. If our great pious never even took out time to read the newspaper, how can we ever take out time to waste on socializing and other events? So here he mentioned something very important. He said that I learned a lesson from Hazrat Mawlana Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali, that he was so thoughtful, these people were so thoughtful. He said that a request was made to him that we got Qari Tayyab Sahib, who is a great top Qari and the principal of Darul Uloom Deoband, allow him in this last 10 nights that we came, allow him to do 3 paras a night so that people can follow. Imagine you got a top Qari coming, one of its kind, such a senior person. Let him read 3 paras a night. We'll do 1 khatam in the last 10 days. So he said, Mawlana Tanvir Rahmatullah Alayhi, on one side, he took the request of the people, and also he thought of those people that may get disturbed. If we're going to have this person reading 3 paras Taraweeh, what about those people that are in itikaf, the old, the sickly, the weak, those that want to sleep? They'll all be forced to be participating in this Taraweeh. I'll be disturbing them. So he said, what you'll do is you'll go to 1 small masjid. In that small masjid, you all can have your own salah day, no problem. You can read your 3 paras, you can finish your khatam. But the people here mustn't get disturbed. Teaching us something very important, that to do these acts of goodness is meritorious, it's good. But to stay away from harming anybody, whether psychologically, whether physically, whether mentally, that is wajib. So we always give wajib preference over something that is mustahab or sunnah. May Allah Ta'ala give us these qualities. These are great qualities to bring in our life in the month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we get the Mubarak night of Laylatul Qadr. And may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make it such that He accepts all our acts of worship in this month of Ramadan and give us the tawfiq to continue with it after the month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.